Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Shadows of Esteren. And today I have Clovis with me. How's it going, Clovis?
Perfectly well. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, it's a pleasure.
And I know it's a weird scheduling because you're over in Paris, is that correct?
Yep. I'm currently in Paris and it's 7 p.m. here.
Yeah, so it's like I'm talking to someone that's in the future then. I always get weirded out by that. But yeah, so tell us, Clovis, what do you do for the game?
Well, I'm the head translator. I've been translating the game since 2010, and I'm also in charge of coordinating the proofreading team. I also take charge of animating the forums, the Kickstarter, and also going on events such as Gen Con, to which we've been for the third year now. And so, yeah, I'm basically in charge of translating the books and making sure that everything that needs to be in English is, well, properly translated.
Awesome. So that, you know, so people like me can understand.
That's it.
Awesome. So, Shadows of Esteren. Tell us a little bit about it. What can people expect from this game?
Well, it's a medieval fantasy universe, but kind of more on the low fantasy side of things. I often tell to people that it's a bit like Braveheart meets Call of Cthulhu. So it has a very medieval universe, kind of similar to Warhammer. And we try to insert elements from Celtic mythology and culture while having our own twist on the universe. It's quite a mature game with rules about sanity, for example. And it's meant to be much more down-to-earth than games such as Dungeons & Dragons, which have a much more high fantasy universe. And so it's meant for mature players. But I think that even beginner players can play it and have fun, because we've tried to make it with the simple rules so that the interpretation of the characters, or you can see them evolve, and you can meet with the various personalities of the universe and how they can get adapted to the universe, is really what's more important in the game rather than the whole statistics aspect of things. We try to make it a game that can really appeal to people who like role-playing, simply.
Awesome. Well, I love role-playing games, and that was definitely one of the things that caught my eye when I saw you guys on Kickstarter. Plus, I've even played the Call of Cthulhu role-playing game, and, you know, of course, Dungeons & Dragons and many others. But yeah, of course. And so I thought that was interesting that you guys are also going to incorporate the sanity aspect of it like they did in the Call of Cthulhu game. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really enjoyed about that game, because it just makes complete sense. Like, you see this giant monster, you yeah. you lose a bit of sanity when you do.
actually it's kind of more similar to, as I said, Warhammer, in that instead of losing sanity points like in Call of Cthulhu, you accrue trauma points, and the more trauma points you have, the more insane you are.
Awesome. Well, so with creating a role-playing game, I mean, there's so much that takes to create this. I mean, like you said, you guys have been working on this for years. So what are some of the challenges that you guys had to conquer in order to be able to create this game?
Well, I haven't been part of the team since the very beginning, since the early stage of the game actually dates back to something like 2006, 2007. But I'd say the biggest challenge is that we are more of a group of passionate people, so we don't have a huge budget or huge means behind us. So we've had to find our own sources of financing. And in this regard, for example, Kickstarter has been very useful, so that it can allow us to get our books known, so that we can really spread the word and get it known, and so that we can move forward. We've really had a very supportive community, both in France and in English-speaking countries, and it's really helped us. It has allowed us to keep going and to keep releasing books that we try to make as good as possible.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And we see that the success that the Kickstarter has right now, as we're recording this, there's 28 hours left to go in the Kickstarter. So people that are listening to this, I will have this episode out today, and you will listen to it. But the Kickstarter has been phenomenally successful. I mean, you're funded 100+ times over, and you were shooting for around 20,000, but now you're like $100,000 almost above that.
Yes.
And that's got to be really exciting for you guys to see the support of all these people that just see it and they're like, this is cool, I need to get behind it.
Yes. As I said, we've really had huge support from the community, and we've done a few Kickstarters before, and we've also had a very good feedback. But this one, it's really good to see that it's being so successful, because the previous ones were more about core books, whereas this one is more about a supplement. And it's very, very nice to see that even though it's a smaller book with smaller importance, people are still so enthusiastic about it and are really disposed to support it.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just, and there's a lot of elements that you guys have been adding extra to this role-playing game that I thought was really cool, because, I mean, you play Dungeons & Dragons, but you don't have, a music soundtrack to go with it. And so I thought that was really cool how you guys are involving music with everything. You're involving a lot of media aspects to just increase and heighten the gameplay of the universe that is Shadows of Esterin. And I thought that was really cool. What made you want to incorporate music into just a tabletop role-playing game?
Well, from the start, actually, Shadows of Esterin was a cross-media project, and it's really remained a very important part of the project for us. I think it began when Shadows of Esterin was the creation of a small community called, in French, Demiurge en Herbe, so budding demiurges. And so it started with a role-playing game, but it also tried to go with multiple other medias, such as a music album, a video game. And as things went, we really tried to expand and to try going for other things, such as you mentioned, a board game. And right now, even more albums are being released, and we're really trying to go as far as possible and see what opportunities we have, which people are interested in, well, contributing to the universe, and trying to make things as interesting and diverse as possible.
Yeah, and I really like that. I mean, it's, like I said, it adds extra elements to immerse people more into this universe of the game. So, you know, one night you could play the role-playing game, and one day you could play the video game, and then the board game, and you just make a whole week of it. So it's really cool to be able to incorporate all those different things and just to heighten the gameplay of this game. So that, I think that was really cool and a wise decision on your guys' part.
Well, mostly we wanted Shadows of Esterin to be interesting to as many people as possible, and so that possibly people who didn't know about role-playing games, for example, could start with a board game or even by listening to the official soundtrack and be like, hey, this is cool, what if I discovered more of that? And then they'd start with a role-playing game and maybe discover plenty of things that they couldn't have discovered otherwise.
Yeah, that's really cool. So we've talked about how well-funded you guys are, so we know this game is going to be made and sent to the backers and to the public. So as the Kickstarter ends, when do you guys plan to, or hope/plan, it all depends on the different verities, but to have it out to everybody?
Well, as it's mentioned on the Kickstarter, as for the PDFs, the books are to be delivered in April 2015, and the physical copies of the book are to be delivered in July 2015. We really do our best to stick to the deadlines, and even though it's quite hard because there's a whole logistic aspect of things to take into account, there's, you know, the printer to call, the deliveries to take care of, it can really be very, very difficult for a small production such as ours. But we really do our best to provide the community with what it expects.
Yeah, definitely. And that's always something that I encourage my listeners to be understanding, because sometimes you run into some snafus and, you know, maybe the printers didn't get it in time, or they printed something wrong and you had to do it again, or, you know, just little things can happen. And so, but I think having it out by July is a very exciting, time period for me. I being
Really?
that's only a few months away, so I
Yeah.
think that's awesome.
Well, we've still had people in the Kickstarter who were like, "Ah, 6 months to wait."
Ah, well, be patient, people. You're going to be getting an awesome product, so the least you could do is be patient. That's what I say.
Thank you very much,
I
Barry.
try to be as understanding as possible.
Yeah, and as you said, it takes very little for a project to be late or for the deliveries to be delayed. I remember for Gen Con 2014, we actually didn't even know that we would have the new books until we got there, because the delivery schedule was so tight that it was really something that we couldn't have a clear sight on.
Yeah, definitely. So, where can people find out more? I mean, obviously, there's the Kickstarter, and I'd encourage everyone, of course, to go there, and especially, more importantly, to back this project. You have 28 hours to do so. So, but what are there any other places that people can be able to follow you guys or receive more information about your studio?
Well, as you mentioned, the Kickstarter has plenty of information about Shadows of Esterin. On the main page of the Kickstarter, there's a pretty exhaustive description of the project. But of course, there's also the forums, on which there are plenty of people who are always very happy to answer questions or to react to comments and things like that. There's also the official blog, the Facebook page. And if you want to listen to music, there's tracks of the album available on Bandcamp. But really, the best thing you can do is check simply Shadows of Esterin on Google, and it should lead you straight to the portal of the game.
Awesome. If all else fails, people use Google.
Yep.
So
Always works.
that's right. That's right. So Clovis, thank you so much for joining me today. This is an amazing project, and you can see the passion and you can see the effort that you guys have put into it. And obviously, the time. This is a lot of time to put into this game. You said you've been working on it in the mid-2000s, and now it's time to finally get it out to everyone. So that's It's really commendable to see people that have the passion and are willing to put the effort into making such a high quality game for all of us people that are playing them but not making them. So for speaking for everyone, I thank you for your time and your effort.
Well, thank you very much to you, Barry, for your attention and for your support. We are really very, very grateful to anyone who has supported us, be they supporters on Kickstarter or members on the forums. Or I would like to also extend my thanks to the proofreading team, who's been doing a very, very good work, and really thank you, everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Need to get those extra eyes to see if there's anything that needs to be addressed. So definitely thank you to those people. I agree with that too. So Clovis, thanks again for being on the show, and good luck to everything in the future. And I look forward to being able to get my hands on Shadows of Esterend.
Well, once again, Barry, thank you and you're welcome.